Good job, everyone. We're up to Simon Reish page Beis Siv Gimel up to page 121. We are talking about the Olim for Kriyas HaTorah. Who is the Olim? Who's not Olim? How many Olim? We discussed last time how many Olim for on Shabbos. And here we go. Siv Gimel. Hakol Olim Leminyan Shiva. The Gemara Megillah tells us that everyone can be called up for the Minyan Shiva. Everyone can be included as one of the seven. Afilu Ishiva Kata. Even a woman and a child, Shiodelami Mevarchim, if he is old enough to know that who he is making a bracha to. But the Chachamim tells us also when we go over there, the Gemara Megillah, Isha lo tikra b'tzibor b'nei kvodat tzibor. A woman is not allowed to read in the tzibor b'nei kvodat tzibor. You have to realize, back in the day, the person who got the aliyah is also the one who is reading for the Torah. Everyone knew how to read for the Torah. So one got the aliyah, they read for the Torah also. Nowadays, we are knowing that the person gets the aliyah, there's a Baal Korei, and the person that gets an aliyah is not the one who reads. So over here we see that really maker to din. Both a woman and a child are allowed to get aliyahs. So far we see though, Chazal tell us, and this is the way that we are knowing, that women are not allowed to get aliyahs. There's no question they're not allowed to get aliyahs. We think about a tzibor. It's not something that the tzibor can be mochel. Now, says the Ramah, Ve'elu dafka mitzarif l'minyan akruim. These are dafka mitzarif to the minyan akruim v'aloishiyu kulam nashim oktayim. They can mitzarif. But even Maker did into the Gemara before the Chachamim said that's not in Kavod HaTzibor, they're not allowed to be only the Minyan Kruim. You can't call up seven women. It's a Davar Pashut. It's a Davar Pashut. Even Maker did into the Gemara that a woman is allowed to get aliyah doesn't mean you can have a woman's Kriyas HaTorah. They do not make a minion. They cannot create a minion. They're not part of Mitzarif for the minion of 10 for Dvar Yishuv Kiddush. Once you have a minion of 10, Maker did into the Gemara, they were allowed to get aliyahs, but Maker Kavod HaTzibor, they're not allowed to do even that. Says the Ramah. V'din avakanani k'danisha, and avakanani as it didn't like anisha, avoy mimo yisrael mutter la'alos. But if avakanani has a mother who's from Yisrael, therefore, she's a real Jew, he's allowed to get a regular aliyah. V'aser li kros b'rosh megula, even though Mishnah Berurah explains over here, even though we're gonna allow a katan to get an aliyah over here, make a dinah, don't think that the katan go up without a head covering, he has to have his head covering, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan, tet zayin hainu afilu hu katan. This is a very interesting one. It says, it's not usher to likro an ama'aretz nichbad usher v'gadol ador. Okay? You have some ama'aretz who obviously is very rich, and he, I guess, supports the community. It's not usher for him to get an aliyah lifnei Talmud Chacham. He isn't even allowed to get the aliyah before a Talmud Chacham. You would think that's bizyonus of the Talmud Chacham, bizyon the Torah, to give because he has money, he's rich. Therefore, to give an aliyah before the Talmud Chacham, says the Ramah, it's mutter, why? Ki ainz a bizyon le Talmud Chacham. It's not a bizyon le Talmud Chacham, rak kovod le Torah, shemit chabedis ba'anashim gedolim. Sounds like, I don't know what's actual over here. Okay? Give the rich guy before the rabbi, it's okay, but that's what the Ramah says over here. he's not talking about Stam Joshua just because he has money. He's talking about over here, Gadol Ador doesn't mean Gadol Ador. What we consider Gadol Ador, he's talking about someone who leads the generation, who is helping out the Tzibor, who is leader, gives money for Torah education, gives money for important things for the Tzibor to live with. That, you can mechabit him even before over here the Talmud Chacham. V'ayin la'elsim in kuf lamed vav v'seder hakroi. Okay, so a couple of things. Number one, we talked about a woman already, just one thing, in terms of women and Kriyas HaTorah, do they have chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Machlok is brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah, so you've gotten your base at the end. Second column over here, it says, Katam Magen Avram B'Shem Mesechet Sofrim, Shanoshim, Afal Pin Shein Chayavas B'Talmud Torah, even though they're not chayuv in Talmud Torah, Mikol Makam Chayavas Lishma Kriyas Sefer Ka'anoshim, they're chayuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah, just like men. The ain no ghostly zayrbaza says the Chavetz Chaim. We are not knowing to zayrbaza. But adarav, yesh mikomosh anagim shanashim latseis lachutz beitzakriya. There's those certain places that the woman daf go outside beitz kriya satorah. Okay, at the end of the day, I believe that goes to that's connected to a Roma later on in earlier on in Hilchos Kriyat Shema that says a woman who is a nido is not allowed to look at the sefer Torah. Okay, he says we're not knowing like that, and therefore most women are not knowing like that. But lechor, that's the same over here. The women who are knowing to, let's say, are the same not knowing to do that. That's in certain terms of women. In terms of children, we have very importantly over here at the beginning of Yud Beis. Let's start with Yud Beis. According to the maskana of the mechaber, maker to dinah, the mechaber is passing that a katan get aliyah. Only it says amru chami ishalo tikar v'tzabini kavod atzibor. But a katan sounds like oh, as long as you don't call up many katanim to the Torah, they're one of the seven kruim. It sounds like it would be fine. So now comes the Mishnah Berurah, katan yedbeis a katan. His va'afim ein shav koin al katan. He starts off by saying, therefore, if there's no koin except for the katan and shol, Kohen Oto, you should call up the katan for the Kohen Aliyah. That's what he says. We don't have a chiyuv to call him up for the Kohen Aliyah. The mitzvah asay v'dikidashto u'nemar al Kohen katan. We don't say v'kidashto on a Kohen who is a katan. The only time where the reason why we're makdim kohanim is v'kidashto. Therefore, they get the first Aliyah. They bench for us v'chulei v'chulei. But a katan, we don't say that by. Daksiv can't lechem alakachom akriv a katan la baravodehu. Says the Magen Avraham, you're not chayiv to call the Kohen. You're not chayiv to call him. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, "V'chein noagim b'yamenu." The kshein beveis knesses kohen shuben yigemol shama shana kohen yisal makom kohen mafili yeshan kohen kohen katan. That is the minhag and call yisal. We do not call up a kohen for the kohen aliyah, even though he's the only kohen in the shul. We call up a yisal. V'yoter mizen noagim kohen. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, even more than that, the minhag has developed shein kohen katan klal l'shum aliyah. We do not call up a katan for any aliyah. Feeling kvar nishla minin akurim elam after. Even if you've already finished the minin akurim, the only exception is from after. From after, you still held on to lacha that you are allowed to call a katan even for the aliyah of mafter. Okay? Even for the aliyah of mafter. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin still points out another exception to the rule. She'ein karin. He says over here, al v'simchas toira nagul alos gam ketanim l'tora. Kein alzeh cheshman akurim hukurim mashu karu kfar. Since it's a chastor, we anyways read over what we have already read before, meaning a katan should not be called up for the first five aliyahs if it's not Shabbos, the first seven aliyahs it is Shabbos. But after that, we know you're allowed to call a katan. Both Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol, Moreno Rav Katzlik, though, also holds you call ketanim on simchas toira. Now, however, what comes out, a katan is allowed to get mafter aliyah. That's knowing the week before a child bar mitzvah, many in Eretz Yisrael, though Shabbos before, the katan, he's still a gil katan, he'll get the mafter aliyah. He'll also lane the mafter. That is knowing the still today in many places. Now, in terms of a katan reading the Haftorah, that begins into Machlokasim, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zalar of Katz. But Katz holds that if they don't, only when they used to do, when they used to get an Aliyah, they could read for themselves and then read the Haftorah. But they can't read when a Gadol gets the Aliyah. If the Gadol has Aliyah, it's not covered for the Katan to read the Gadol. Rav Nevin Zalar disagrees, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed also. Rav Shlomo Zalman used to have a Kavua Katan who used to read the Haftorah every week in his shul. You can see the different stories about that. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zalar, obviously like his Rebbe, holds that a katan is allowed to read the Haftorah. So the Mishnah Berurah, Yosef Katan Yud Gimel, talks back about being, once again, the Baal Korei, the katan being a Baal Korei. She doesn't mean Mavarchim, mean Kol Makom. Ein Yochol Lios Mik Makra to Olam, he's not allowed to read an Aliyah, that an Ola gets Aliyah for him. Once again, this is by regular Kriyas Torah, not talking about Mafter. Dainu Shikra, B'kol Ram, B'sefer Torah, V'oli Mori Makra, V'lachash, V'kol Atzibor, Yir Yotzi, M'dei Chavos, M'shmi Amenu, Ad Shavi Shtei Saras. He can only be Yotzi, the Motzi the Tzibor, until then he gets to Shtei Saras. That's why Mafter is different. You don't have to be Motzi the Tzibor. Mafter, since you already read, what are you, Mafter is already something that you already read. Umikol Makom. If there's not going to be another Baal Korei, you don't have another Baal Korei in Shul. The only Baal Korei in Shul is a Zilberman kid who knows the Kriyas Torah. Even if he does not have Shtei Saras, maybe better to have a katan read Kriyas Torah than not to have Kriyas Torah at all. Let's see Siv Dal. Noagim Likros Shiva v'ligmari ma'amak parsha. The minhag is we read seven aliyahs, and you finish off the parsha with those seven aliyahs. Meaning you have seven aliyahs, you read, you finish the parsha from beginning to end through seven aliyahs. V'omer kaddish, and after the seven aliyahs, then you say kaddish. Always kaddish goes after you're done with the amount of aliyahs that you have to have that day. Seven for Shabbos, five for Yontif. Meaning if you do all safas and Shabbos, you wait till the end of those safas until the end of the parsha. But you never say kaddish before you're done with the chiyuvim of that day. V'chozer v'kori. And then you go back and read again imam after mashakara shvi. You go back and read the same psukim that the shvi read, or at least part of the psukim that the shvi read. That's what we call mafter. V'chein lagim v'yantav. The same thing applies to yantav shein mafter v'inakruid. Even on yantav, the mafter is not one of the seven aliyahs. You're one of the five aliyahs. You have five aliyahs, and then mafter is the sixth aliyah. Aval b'chol. But on chol, when you have mafter, which is mincha of tainis tzibor, aval b'chol she'asu lahosev aminin akroim, we're not allowed to add aliyahs on tainis tzibor. You're only allowed to have three aliyahs. Hashlishi you are mafter. Shlishi is going to be the mafter. I mean, shlishi, you don't have shlishi, then mafter. The one who gets shlishi, he's also the mafter, and he reads after. Ubiyom shemotzim beis svar mogil. On a day that you take out two or three svarim, hamafter kari b'achron, and the mafter is the last, always the last sefer. The last sefer is going to be a mafter before you read the haftor. The katon yachal likros b'parshas musafim o b'dal parshas shemosifim ba'adar. A katon is allowed to read the parshas hamusafim, meaning on yontif where you read the parshas musafim as the mafter, he can read those. O b'dal parshas musafim ba'adar, he can also read dal parshios that we add in adar v'chein no hagin. Even though there are those who are cholik, that is what the Roma says over here. Now the Mishnah Berurah does bring machmir, especially by Parshas Zachar and also Parshas Parah. Parshas Zachar being that's v'radei d'oraisa, and Parshas Parah, which is a suffik d'oraisa. Sikkot and Kav Gimel says yesh machmir medavar shelo likrosa lekatan leParshas Zachar v'chein leParshas Parah sheishom shgamim d'oraisa. Some say Parshas Parah is also d'oraisa, and therefore we do not call up a katan for those. Elias, v'chein hiskim yeli rabbi derech chaim, u'b'yom echad shal shavuah shekarim amer kavala mafter, v'chein b'shvi shal pesach shekarim ashira, u'b'shabashuva, other special parshas that we have, shabashuva, shvi shal pesach, ganke noagin shein likorin oto l'chadchila l'mafter. Once again, this is talking about calling up a katan for the aliyah of mafter. It's not talking about necessarily reading that or the haftar. It's not connected to the haftar all, or nevin sahalt in all these cases. Even though we're knowing not to call up a katan for mafter, even if it's Erev is Bar Mitzvah, he's allowed to read the Haftorah. He's allowed to read the Haftorah. Ubetu is Perach Shushan Olol Likar. The Seder, there are those who are Makpid, just not to get confused, because in the Luach Eretzah it says, Ein Korin Lamakotz Lekoftan. Yeah. Ubetu is Perach Shushan Olol Likar Lekotan Loi Kabadal Parshios, Ve'evi B'chudashim Rabbi Kivu Yeager. Ve'omnam Gam B'shar Mafter Ganki. Dafka B'kotan Shigiyah Lechinach. Any time you're going to call a katan, it's only a katan that has gone to the age of chinuch. Shodeh lachtoch haotios betov, that knows how to pronounce the words well. The local to shemanichim katanim harbei lomar haftar, if he's too young and he's not going to be able to pronounce the words correctly, then that is not going to be good. What? The money adults and daughters. Okay, those also should not be reading. Last thing is over here, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, over here, in terms of the Kaddish that we say after the Kruim of Leah, who gets that Kaddish? Who's chayiv in the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah? Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, Dimar Asal Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish Acher Kriyas HaTorah, Shayach LeKorei. For Ashkenazim, it's Shayach to the Baal Korei. The Baal Korei, he's the one who's supposed to say the Kaddish. V'im Yirtza Yivater La'acher, Kigon Avil Kedoma, if he wants to Mivater and give it to an Avil Kedoma, he has the right to, V'yesh Osrim. Some say this is also not good. Rishon Zalman El, better, now if the Avil did not get the Aliyah, you know, Avil does not come up to say Kaddish for this, because he says it's really Shaykh to the Baal Korei. It's surely Shaykh to the Baal. If the Avil's already up, then Rishon Zalman says that the Avil could go ahead and say the Kaddish. If the Avil is already up for the Aliyah, then he says really he's taking the Baal Korei thing. Now, Rav Nevinzal is saying, if the Baal Korei is...
You're taking the Baal Korei,
You're taking the Kaddish from the Baal Korei. Ve'itzal Svardim, but by the Svardim, a Kaddish Shayach le'ola acharon. It's a Shayach to the Ola, whoever gets the last Leah, it's Shayach to the Kaddish. That's what the Svardim, the person who gets the last Leah, he goes ahead and says the Kaddish. Okay, if you look at Rav Nevinzal, not very makbid on these things. A lot of times when the Svardi will get up, Alel, he lets the Svardi go ahead and say the Kaddish because he knows it's generally with the minhag of the Svardim. It's not the end of the deal. Whoever's up at the Torah, if one says Kaddish, it would be okay. Ad kan for today.